Well, for starts, there probably won't ever be another Ernie Banks. I mean, you talk about someone who embraced life, not just the game that he played. He was a people person. You never saw Ernie without a smile on his face, and he could carry any conversation. Never talked about himself, always talked about current events or things that may be going on with you as an individual. And he was just so bubbly, a joy to be around. And I think a lot of people were impacted and influenced by what not only he accomplished off the game, but you know, what he brought to the table, his character, an individual post-career. And I had a unique and special bond with him. Of course, playing with the Cubs for 6 years, I got to know him a little bit more after my Hall of Fame induction. And he was just one of those individuals that you instantly gravitated to because he retained so much history and knowledge about, you know, the game of baseball itself and life. And he was one of those individuals that you, again, you enjoyed being around. And of course, this last week or so was a tough pill to swallow because of the impact and influence, again, that he had on so many lives.
And I think you talk about that impact and the influence, and just a couple of quotes that I saw around the internet. One from Joe Torre that said, "Ernie Banks made the confines of Wrigley friendly." As for the owner of the Chicago Cubs, Tom Ricketts, he said, "Ernie Banks is not Mr. Cub because we loved him. Ernie Banks is Mr. Cub because he loved us back." Did that epitomize the man that Ernie Banks was?
Well, the Cubs was his family. That was Ernie's family. He said something instrumental to me when I first got there. He asked the question, why did I select the Chicago Cubs when I was a free agent? And, you know, I went along to tell the story about loving daytime baseball, the city of Chicago, how the fans had really treated their players over the years. You never heard them boo or say anything negative toward the players, it being the media center. And then some of the fans graciously saying, "We'd love to have you here in a Cub uniform." And he looked at me and he said, "Chicago's going to overwhelm you. You're going to really love Chicago." And that's just, you know, how important he was to players, both young and old, the impact that he had. And sure, it's very safe to say that, you know, he was loved by so many people. And, you know, he just, Chicago and the Chicago Cub organization meant everything to him.
Some of the best years of your career came as a Chicago Cub. By the time you hit the scene in Chicago, Ernie was already a legend. And I think you just alluded to it a little bit, but the first time you ever shook his hand, the first time he ever introduced himself to you, what was that experience like for you, knowing what he meant to that city and to that fan base?
Well, just to be in his presence, I was sort of in awe. And the one thing I did with him, you know, as a veteran, you feel that you don't necessarily want to feel your way around if you change an organization. The change, you hope that, you know, you have your feet supplanted under you enough to go ahead, accept that change and move on. But of course, you want to feel accepted, and you want to feel a part of it right away. And you're still kind of hesitant. I was that way with Ernie. I kind of studied him a little bit, his body language, his conversation, some of the things that he would throw out at you. And I can honestly say right away, you know, he made me feel very comfortable. And this guy, he just, you know, he'd ask you questions all the time about your family. He'd get a little bit personal with you. How's your wife? How are your kids? And that really took a lot of the load off and helped you relax. And that's just how he was. He helped you relax in any kind of environment.